أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا وويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. Here I have in my hand this Bible. This is the Roman Catholic version of the Bible, the Douay or Rheims version of the Bible. This is an encyclopedia of 73 books, 7 more than the King James Version. You use certain technical terms like Apocrypha, which the masses of Christendom do not know. What is this Apocrypha? Apocrypha means doubtful, weak, not deserved to be in the book of God. As such, the Protestants threw it out as a fabrication. These 7 books are thrown out from here. Now you tell me that this is the Word of God, the King James Version, with the 66 books. This was first published in 1611 by order of His Majesty King James, whose name is still based today. Authorized version, authorized by who? Not God Almighty, by King James. He authorized it, not God Almighty. Now, it goes back to the ancient manuscripts. I am told, what is ancient? It says 400 to 600 years after Jesus is ancient. Now we have access to the most ancient manuscripts, most ancient. And this translation here, or version, the RSV, the Revised Standard Version, goes to the most ancient manuscripts. They date from 200 to 300 years after Jesus. So closer to the source, the more authentic any document would be, closer to the source. This is common sense. If Jesus, in the time of Jesus, if this was written and he had signed it, autographed it, no questions asked. This is 200 to 300 years after, this is 400 to 600 years after. So they published this translation, published in your own country here, as well as in Britain, Canada, all these countries, simultaneously you produce this Bible. And we are told some glowing tributes are being paid to this translation. It says here, Church of England newspaper says that the finest version which has been produced in the present century, this one, the finest version, the Times of UK, England says, the most accurate and close rendering of the original. Now, prepare for the shock. I said, prepare for the shock. From these 32 scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 cooperating denominations, they say, yet the King James Version has grave defects. And that these defects are so many and so serious. They are so many and so serious as to call for revision in the English translation. Calls for revision in the revised it. And in the revision, the kingpin of the evangelist, the preacher, the hot gospeler, the Bible thumper, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, in the authorized King James Version, that he gave his only begotten son. The 32 scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 cooperating denominations, they threw it out. Then the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, from the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 7, where it says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. I said, but it's not in my Bible. Is this not the Word of God? In my Bible, it's not there. Why is it not there? Because your scholars, 32 scholars of the highest eminence, Bible scholars, backed by 50 cooperating denominations, they say this is another fabrication, another interpolation. So they also threw it out without any ceremony. So I look up for Mark chapter 16, I see it ends at verse 8. 9 to 20 is missing. Did I take it out? The Muslims took it out? No. 32 scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 cooperating denominations, they thought it fit that this is another fabrication, and they also threw it out. It's not in my Bible, therefore it is not the word of God. But I pick up another Bible. Look at this. Look at these two. Identical. Look at them. I see it back again. It's inside. What was thrown out? The ascension. Now they put it back again. How come? How come? What games are you people playing? Look at this. Back again. This is the 1971 version. Back again. The ordinary people, poor people, they don't know what's going on. What game is being played? Who knows? You read the preface. In the preface, we are told that individuals and two church denominations, they stampeded them, they forced them that they should put it back. If not, they're going to preach against this book to say, look, don't buy this, buy the King James Version. Don't buy this, buy the King James. The most up-to-date Bible going to the most ancient manuscripts? No. Don't touch that. This is the safer one because it has everything that you want to preach. To catch the fish. It's easier to catch the fish with this than with this. The bait. Ascension is now restored to the text, says the preface. Why? Not God told them so. By the meantime, they made a net profit of $15 million on this version before they could remove it. $15 million. So I said, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, this is not the word of God. The Quran tells us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. He said, do they not consider the Quran with care? وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Had it been from anyone other than Allah, you would have found in it many discrepancies. This is what the Quran says, that if this is not the word of God, you will find in any book claiming to be from God, that book will be free from contradictions.
Does the glorious Quran exists in its original and pure form, and were the originals in fact burned?
It is an Osmani Quran. To give an example, if somebody was shorthand, right, taking down notes of Brother Swaggart's speech, he mentioned a number of names. He was actually mutilating them. We forgive him because when it's an Ottoman or something like that, when it's saying Usman, he said something about Omar, which sounds most horrible. We are not taking exception to that because this is, you are not used to our names. But the person who's taking shorthand and you reproduce that, you'll never be able to connect that you were talking about Usman, the third caliph of Islam, or you're talking about Omar, the second caliph of Islam. So in that case, if I was going through the notes for publication, Brother Swaggart's speech, you expect me to leave it as it is? You know what, the way mutilated spelling of Ottoman, it's not Ottoman, it's Usman. So I would say like O-T-H-M-A-N instead of Ottoman. I said, look, it's O-S-M-A-N, Osman. Wouldn't I do that? So what happened is this, the books, the Hebrew scripture as well as the Arabic scripture, were written originally without the vowel points, without the vowels. Hebrew without vowels, Arabic without vowels. To a native of the language, it was quite easy to understand what was being said. But to an outsider, without the vowels, you can't make the proper pronunciation. Like, for example, in English, if it was written without vowels, that the man is sleeping on the bed, the bed will be written B-D. You know it should be bed. It's not bid, it's not bod, it's not bad, it's not bud. B-D stands for bed. You know, your senses of the language makes you to substitute the vowels in your mind. B-D stands short for bed. The Arab knew that and the Jew knew that about his language. But as soon as he goes to a foreign nation, the person doesn't know how to pronounce. So different nations, as soon as they started accepting Islam, the way they heard it, they started pronouncing it, they started writing it, mutilating the language. So those variant readings of the various pronunciations. They said, look, the revelation was given in the dialect of the Quraysh, the family, the tribe of Muhammad, and that pronunciation should be preserved. So every other pronunciation with different vowel points, it says eliminate them. And that one that was done by Osman is preserved in the museum, in the Topkapi Museum in Istanbul.